Hey, it's the Woody and Jim Show podcast. We don't have like a paid podcast or like a Patreon account. So
yeah. So if you could roll up a dollar bill or maybe even a $10 bill and shove it into your phone right now.
Your air vents.
Yeah, air vents.
Car. Something.
Yeah. As far as we know, that works. Something that's super popular, but you have zero interest in it.
Yeah.
Things that's so trendy right now, but yeah. You're going, I don't care.
You're either totally apathetic.
Yeah.
Or you don't like it.
Yeah.
And you seem to be the only one because it's everywhere, yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I would have said Cybertruck, but I don't think it's as popular as people think. Even though I see more and more of them every day.
Yeah.
I think it's only popular with the people who thought it would be cool 2 or 3 years ago when they put down a deposit on
it. Right, right, right. And now they're stuck with it.
Yeah. Now they're driving around and trying desperately not to look like every other guy who's bought a Cybertruck. And now they're wrapping them.
Everybody always says it looks like a little kid drew a picture of a truck.
Yeah.
And that was the design model. For me, I'd say kombucha.
Kombucha,
I don't think anybody really likes it.
They
just drink it. Yeah, it tastes like vinegar.
Like, try this. It's in a can. It looks, it's got a great label.
It's supposed to be really good for you. I don't care. It's like I'm drinking vinegar.
I know, I'm not into that. Yeah. My daughter is. She loves it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So things that are super popular you have zero interest in.
Let's go to some of the responses we got this morning on the 93.3 Totally Hits app where you can leave us a voice message.
Okay, I'm going to lose my basic white girl card, but I don't like pumpkin spice everything.
Oh.
Sorry, Susan. What I really needed today was my cappuccino to taste like a Yankee candle and for my dog to have a breath that smells like Home Goods in October.
Take that, Susan. I love it. She made it personal.
She's talking to somebody. That's great. You know what? I don't like... And I thought I was going to because I asked for a set for Christmas last year.
Uh-huh.
I don't care for pickleball. I know it's the fastest growing sport in America.
It's kind of like slightly grown up ping pong.
It's like tennis, but there's a lot more arguing about the rules that are easy to forget. And, what I wanted for Christmas and got last year made it to the yard sale this past summer.
Yeah, so. I hope you made some money back.
Yeah. I think we got another one lined up.
Something I have no interest in is those Stanley cups, those tumblers, the fancy thermoses. Nothing screams, I've got my life together, like an overpriced sippy cup that takes up the last available cup holder in your car. But hey, I'm glad it makes your ice cubes feel special.
Oh my God.
Those things are huge.
They are, and they're very cumbersome.
As in massive.
Yeah.
They're also massively popular.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just giant. Like one in a cup holder, I can imagine, takes up both cup holders.
Yeah, yeah. You have to pretty much widen everything in your car.
This is one that came in off the 93.3 Totally Hits app we just absolutely love. Here it is.
The super popular thing that I have no interest in is using the word bruh.
Bruh. Lighten up, bruh.
I don't like it when people say that to me.
Yeah.
Like, unless they're saying it to me with a smirk on their face.
Yeah, if they're doing it ironically, it's okay. Yeah, but... Yeah,
I don't, call me bruh.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Get done, bro.
If I was a woman, I'd be especially offended.
Yeah.
Bro.
Ladies are not bros.
And neither are guys.
Is this your bra? Is this your bra, bro?
Just give it up.
Just stop it. If you would like to chime in with something that is very popular that you have no interest in, you can call us, of course, on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933, 615-553-0933, with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's going to be a cruel summer, bro.
Shut up.
Three things you want to know this morning. Tonight's the night on Netflix. It's going to be Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Jake Paul, about 30 years younger than Mike Tyson, but Mike Tyson's in still pretty good shape, and I think a lot of people are just hoping that Jake Paul gets beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I'm rooting for.
Vegas says 90% of the bets are on Mike Tyson.
Yeah, hope so. Hopefully it does all right.
Coming out in theaters today is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and a whole bunch of others in Red One, the story of Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
We have 24 hours to Christmas.
We need to find him.
Yeah. This movie is, let's just say, aimed at people who are 13 and above that wouldn't be caught dead going into a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of an action movie. They're trying to make a franchise out of it. It's not horrible. The Rock plays Santa's head of security who's lost him and has to get him back. Chris Evans is a not so nice guy, but he's also a finder. He can find people, so they team up. And this is a movie that I think anybody, if you're like got a family getting together for the holidays and you all want to go out and see a movie and not argue about politics.
Just get away from the family.
Yeah. I mean, like, you'll all go, hey, that was okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah. So I give it a 6 out of 10. You'll talk about it for maybe 10 minutes after the movie's over and probably not again.
And then go next.
Yeah.
Speaking of 13-year-olds, the 13-year-old brain inside me was laughing about this all day, and I hope to share it with you.
Okay.
It's the best science headline ever. They say that everything we know about Uranus may be wrong. Because in 1986, Voyager 2 flew by Uranus, and they say some of the results were faulty because of a big solar wind that was going on.
Okay.
So futurism.com has the headline, "Wind blowing out of Uranus makes it hard to probe." There.
All right. So that's, I was going to correct you on, it's pronounced Uranus.
No, it isn't.
But not for these purposes.
No, not for joke purposes. There. Last night, my girlfriend Melissa and her daughter Kimmy came back from their trip. They had to LA to see Rick Springfield in concert. She won a contest. It was pretty cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you got to go pick him up and bring him back home?
Uh-huh, at the airport. And I have to admit, it's probably been at least a year since I've actually picked somebody up at the airport. And they've
you were in for a surprise.
They've improved it to be an amazing hellscape. they used to have the cell phone lot.
Yeah.
And it was the size of like a welcome mat.
Yeah.
It was very small.
It was very tiny.
But now they have a huge lot for the cell phone lot. But it's 20 yards from our radio station.
It's in
like,
Antioch, basically.
Yeah, it's like 5 miles away from the airport. It's like, I just landed. Come get me. So,
yeah.
So then, you know, getting on the interstate and getting.
The lanes have changed.
Yeah, and
where you have to go has changed. How you pick them up has changed.
They've changed everything. And it's probably changed 3 times since last night.
It has. And for somebody who hasn't traveled anywhere in a while, but has picked up so many people at the airport, it is crazy. It changes every 12 hours.
Could they mess it up more? I know
they're improving to keep us moving.
That's what they say.
But, they're improving it so much that they have to change it so often that it's almost like you're in the middle of a maze looking for the cheese.
Looking for the cheese.
And
there's a cat chasing you.
And they're changing it while you're in it.
Yeah. They didn't have any baggage to check, so they just had their carry-ons. So they come out, okay, and I pull into the lane, says, arriving flights. Okay. So I go there. Are you guys outside? Yeah. I don't see you. And so I take another lap around.
Right.
Which is, you know, pretty labor intensive.
It takes a while now.
Yeah. And then I get back in that lane and says, you guys got to be here somewhere. This is where they have the arriving flights. And they said, no fault of their own because there's no sign to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
They were in the departure area where you drop people off for flights as opposed to picking them up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I finally
I've had
got that
problem
through.
Too.
And I had to go, it's like, I'm going like,
I really like, okay, if the world is as high tech as it is supposed to be, there should be some way where you connect with the people you're picking up and it shows up on your phone,
yeah,
exactly where to pick them up.
Right.
And then on their phones, after they get their luggage, it guides them directly to where you're going to be. Is that too hard?
Until we have teleportation.
We have an AI grandmother of your, or mother of yours from heaven,
yes,
that can talk to you.
Yes, but somehow I can't find two people at the airport.
They cannot connect. Everything is a 2-hour exchange. Yeah,
so
it's rough out here in these streets.
It's
the BNA.
It's changed 7 times since I began that sentence.
Woody and gentlemen, in the morning we are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goingpostalbrentwood.com.
Your printing and shipping super center.
Dun, 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 dun. I know, I just added the super center. I just think they are super, though.
Yeah, they are super. Hey, because they advertise with us. That makes them super. Hey, we've got a married couple. They live in the state that Tennessee wears a hat, Kentucky. Whereas we have Eric and Brittany. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Luck to both of you.
We have a get acquainted question. I just thought this would be kind of fun. I'll ask you each individually. They don't have to match. We're just curious. Brittany and Eric, as a married couple, starting with you, Brittany, what's one thing that you and Eric just disagree on?
It used to be how the toilet paper roll went on, but he's figured that one out finally. But now it's evidently empty wrappers from candy not going back in the bucket.
Okay.
Oh, because, you get your hopes up, you're going to reach into there and get some candy, and all of a sudden it's just the wrapper.
Exactly.
That's awful.
That is a crime.
That's an affront to all mankind.
All right, Eric, here's your chance to, inflict the same kind of reputational damage upon your wife. Eric, tell us something that you and Brittany just don't agree on.
How early we have to get to the airport.
Oh, okay. Who wants to get there 5 minutes before the plane leaves, and who wants to get there 5 hours before?
5 minutes is plenty of time.
Okay, you're saying we don't need to sit there forever. Brittany's going,
you know, every time I've ever tried to sit there, I've almost missed the flight. If I get distracted and do something else.
Yeah.
All right. You just need to, walk in, go through security, walk on the plane.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly right.
All right. Let's get you guys going here. You each start with a multiple choice question, and you have a screw if you need it. If you don't know the answer to a question, and you don't think your spouse knows the answer either, you can put the screw to them and make them answer your question.
Okay, here we go. Multiple choice. Brittany. In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, is their sensei, Master Splinter, a turtle, a rat, or a dog?
A rat.
A rat is right. Nice. Okay, it's a 1-0 Brittany. And here's a question for Eric, multiple choice. Back in the day, singer Rick Springfield got his start playing Dr. Noah Drake in a soap opera. Was it General Hospital, All My Children, or Days of Our Lives?
I believe it was General Hospital.
It was General Hospital.
You believe correctly.
Okay, good.
1-1.
All right, Brittany, the Oakland A's are a Major League Baseball team. What does the A stand for in Oakland A's?
Athletics.
Good job.
Okay. All right, so far you guys are perfect. Let's see if Eric can keep it going. Robin's egg is a shade of what color, Eric?
Blue.
Yes. Okay.
Kind of an easy one. But
all right. Here we go. Brittany, you take the lead back here with the correct answer. What makes a Harrier jet different from other fighter jets?
Oh, my word. Is it the one where the propellers are sideways?
No, that's a different one.
I have no idea.
But so close.
Yeah, it actually it can take off kind of like a helicopter.
Up and down.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, that means you can win the game with a correct answer here.
Eric, Steve Madden is a designer famous for designing what?
Shoes.
He is correct.
Nice job, Eric.
I'm a champion.
We have tickets for you to see Daryl Hall next Tuesday night at the Ryman. I assume you'll take your spouse.
Eric would like to get there 5 minutes before the show starts.
That's right.
Brittany would like to get there this afternoon. Congratulations, both of you. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And Eric, we're going to send to you a certificate of bragification that you can share on social media and text to your wife, Brittany, over and over and over.
Nice.
Saying that you won.
You guys were a lot of fun. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Absolutely.
Play again sometime soon. We play Gender Wars again Monday morning at 7:20. It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
After we get off the air today, we're going to be helping the Predators Foundation build a playground.
Yeah, they do it every year. Like, everybody involved in the organization.
Yeah.
And we, you know, have been tightly knit with the Predators since day one. They invited us to come out and help build a playground. They do it at a different spot around the area every year. So, and we're going to do that today.
We'll be digging holes and pounding nails and doing all kinds of
putting up giant
manual labor
playground stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I got my COVID shot, my flu shot, and some other shot yesterday. So I got them in both arms. So my arms are kind of tired.
You got sore arms.
I got sore arms. So
you're pre-excusing yourself from doing any actual work.
I may be there in more of a supervisory capacity of... Yeah, guys, for the nails, pointy side down.
Yeah,
going to work better for you most times, pointy side down.
And when you're using the shovel, also pointy side down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, see, now you're getting the hang of it.
I think we've all had those bosses in the past that like to watch people do things.
Yes.
And they'll just sit out there with a cup of coffee, just rubbing their fat stomach and watching everyone.
Yeah. I'm going to be that guy.
Is that going to be the plan today?
I think I might. I think I may. I think I might. It's, So I forgot where we're going today.
It's North Nashville somewhere.
Is it North Nashville?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, they could use more playgrounds. So
yeah,
it's
totally.
A good deal. It's a great thing the Preds do. I'll be out there. Look for me. I'll be the one not getting as sweaty. And
that's right, it's gonna be sweaty too.
Yeah. I think it's hard work.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Either way, my arms are coming away tired, even though if I didn't do anything.
Right. I may have to supervise you supervising.
Well, sure, there's always gotta be somebody. There's always gotta be the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
You're gonna be that guy.
Yeah. We'll just be there helping them, you know.
You'll be in your car.
I'm just going to drive by slowly. Talking about this off and on this morning. Really popular things that you have zero interest in. A couple more on Facebook. Kathy is a hairstylist in Bellevue. She says, broccoli haircuts. This would be like the haircut like Patrick Mahomes has, where it's like, kind of it looks like a head of broccoli.
It looks good on some people.
Some people can pull it off. A lot of people are going, no.
Not so much.
You should really not do that.
Yeah. See, we had somebody who chimed in on, they said Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce mania.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
That's kind of run its course.
They said, America's collective IQ drops 10 points when they show Taylor in the football suite.
Sarah on the app just says, Harry Potter, no clue. Okay.
Okay.
Elizabeth in Gallatin on Facebook says, reboots and remakes. You know, like, we were fine with one Matlock. We don't need another one. Or Magnum P.I. or Hawaii 5-0.
Right?
It's like...
It's
all different actors and actresses. Just call it something else.
I don't know. It's a movie thing.
They're hoping that you'll just see that and go, oh, I remember that old
They're
show.
Hoping for name recognition to give some terrible thing, you know, a little boost. Oh, I know what that is. Let's go see that. Let's throw our money on that and flush it down the toilet.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Absolutely love this guy. Guy in Britain has found the best revenge for people who want to use telemarketing to scam old people out of their money. He has created an AI grandmother who answers the phone and has been trained on all the scammers. And what she does is she keeps them on the phone with all the tricks AI has in its book,
right,
to waste their time and talk in circles and tick off all these people who are trying to steal money from old people.
That is amazing.
And he has distributed like the phone numbers to every list out there that these scammers try to use.
People on the dark web getting all that stuff, yeah.
Here is a quick montage of the AI grandmother ticking off these people who rob old people. I love this.
I think your profession is bothering people, right?
I'm just trying to have a little chat.
It's nearly been an hour! For the love of...
Gosh, how time flies.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid...
Got it, dear.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid bleep.
I love that. They're totally wasting their time so they don't scam other people.
This is fantastic. I think it should be built into every phone. Yeah. Whenever your phone gets that scam likely coming up on its caller ID,
yeah,
this lady answers. Love it.
He's doing the Lord's work. Hey, on Uber Eats, they come out with a list of every year of weird combinations of food that people order.
Yeah.
How about scallops and boiled eggs? Fajitas with French onion soup.
You can't hear the faces I'm making.
How about an orange creamsicle and tahine?
What is that?
It's like a spicy like thing you put.
Oh, those don't go together.
Yeah,
That's so, just wrong.
Either people are doing that on purpose, or people really like to eat that. So,
well, there's multiple people on the order. There's one person who wants this, and the other person wants that. But
that's true.
Really, most of the time, these orders are made by somebody at like 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah. When you're making your best choices.
Exactly. Hoda Kotb is, leaving the Today Show.
Right.
She's been there for a long, long time, and she's been a co-host with Jenna Bush Hager. Jenna Bush Hager is going to stay, and now they have announced who, like later in the show, in the 18th hour of the Today Show, who is going to take Hoda's place, and it is Craig Melvin, who's been there for quite a while. So if you know Craig, he's an engaging, fun guy, and it's going to be Jenna and Friends.
Okay.
So he's going to be on a lot, and then there's also going to be like other rotating people.
Okay.
So
Jenna and Friends means they haven't committed to him fully yet.
I think that's the case. That's right. If they're driving down his salary negotiations by saying, we'll just throw anybody on there.
We're going to play the game, Could the Answer Be C? And we had a contestant lined up, and they have hung up.
The call was dropped.
Well,
I'm not going to say they hung up.
No, that's right.
I'm going to assume the best.
Yes.
That they drove under a bridge.
It was the phone company. All right. So, since the answers aren't important, mostly just the jokes are.
And there was no prize.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. We said there was going to be a prize, but we don't need
to. Okay.
Well, let you play.
All right.
Jim will be our contestant.
Okay. All right. And I'm
not saying we have no active listeners, but Jim is ready to play now.
I have not seen the questions or the answers.
All right.
But I'm ready to play Could the Answer Be C?
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B, but who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
Okay. Could the answer be C? A current events quiz.
I'm nervous now.
All right.
Now I'm like the listener.
Yeah, you've never played the game before. you've performed the game, you've written the game, but you've never done it before.
I've never been in under the hot white light scrutiny, spotlight.
Yes, exactly. All right, could the answer be C? Question number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson admits to peeing in empty water bottles. He does this to A, not stop his workout, B, save time on movie sets, or C, sell it as Bud Light.
I'm going to say C.
C is correct.
I'm going to say C,
All right, okay.
Sounds about right.
Question number two. When J.D. Vance becomes vice president, his Senate seat will have to be filled. Whoever replaces J.D. Vance will need A, a lot of experience, B, a lot of enthusiasm, or C, a lot of eyeliner.
I'm going to say Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day would be a great candidate. And C.
Okay.
Yes, lots of guy liner.
Okay, one more. RFK Jr. says he's not going to take away anybody's vaccines. although he can't speak for A, the president, B, the Surgeon General, or C, the worms that live in his head.
I'm going to say, because I've heard this and I know it's true, he does have worms that live in his head as a medical condition. Yes. C.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's laughter and also accurate.
Bless his heart. I don't know if it's the worms talking, but he's got some mighty interesting things to say.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
There's this woman, Olivia. She lives in Hudson, New York, and she has been battling breast cancer on and off since, I think, the year 2000.
Oh, wow.
Recently, it has it's taken a turn, and it couldn't have come at a worse time. Her son was about to get married when she went into hospice care.
Oh, that's where, like, the final days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she thought, I'm not going to be able to see my son.
Oh.
Well, they say that mom was the glue of the family, and she gave up a lot to raise her four kids. And she did it. She got to the wedding. She looked fantastic. They gave her, like, the star treatment.
Oh, bad.
And while she's in a wheelchair and very difficult, you know, getting around, her son was able to hold her up and dance with her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
In the mother-son
portion
of the reception.
Wow.
And it was absolutely, like, I think there wasn't a dry eye in the house as they were dancing together. And he was hugging her so tight. And then eventually the other kids and their spouses and families joined them on the dance floor until it looked like a giant football huddle out there.
Oh, wow.
But it was absolutely beautiful.
That makes me cry a little bit.
Yeah.
That's very sweet.
She made it, and it was just a real special time for Olivia.
Yeah.
We wish her the best and her family as well.
Yeah, hopefully,
maybe
she goes into remission.
Maybe something can go the right way.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for. But it was a beautiful moment, and let's celebrate those.
Yeah, they are few and far between. The week is continuing with Jim and no phone case.
I hate it. This has been an awful week. It started earlier in the week when we said, oh, yeah, people are flexing now. They're holding their really expensive, you know, iPhones or Galaxies or whatever phone they have.
Yeah, and if they're
with no case.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, they're so expensive.
We made a quick wager, and I bet Jim $50 he couldn't go a whole week without using his phone case, which you can have back at any moment because it's right here.
But I lose the $50.
Yeah.
If I make it till like later in the day,
no,
I get the $50, don't I?
Technically, we didn't start till Tuesday.
So I got to wait till next Tuesday? Or end of Monday. End of Monday.
Don't make me say, see you next Tuesday. If you know, you know.
Oh, I thought it was till the end of the work week.
No, it was a week.
Oh, this stinks.
We talked about this.
I got to go the whole weekend.
We talked about early Tuesday morning. All right, I'll give you.
I thought it was this week.
I'll give you a few extra hours. You can have, late in the day on Monday, you can snap that phone case back on and then not have to worry about having slippery hands and having the shiny metal fall to the ground, or even worse, falling onto our tough granite countertops from Eurostone.
I know, that are solid.
They are solid.
Solid as a rock.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is terrible because, as I mentioned before, I've stopped using my phone as much because I'm afraid to take it out of my pocket or to leave it somewhere where it could be damaged.
Well, but this is good for you and your family. It's forcing you to interact and have personal conversations with people instead of just staring at, TikTok all day.
That's been terrible.
Well, I guess, yeah.
It's like,
if they don't want to participate.
The average
Dad, price, stop talking. I'm looking at TikTok.
The average price of the phone, these days is close to $1,000.
It is. It's
very expensive. This is like a $1,000 phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not touching it.
I know.
It's like getting a hot tub and never using it. It's only there for looks.
That's right.
To, this is terrible.
To help the value of your house when you sell it.
That's right. So somebody else can move in and not use it.
Okay. So there you go. So we have a plan. You have a plan of a nervous weekend. We'll be back Monday with another Woody and Jim joke off and some other stuff we haven't thought of yet. What are we doing the rest of the day and the weekend?
Well, you and I are heading out to the Nashville Predators Foundation building of a brand new playground in North Nashville.
Yeah.
Love that they do that. I'm trying to take some extra ibuprofen so that my arms can work after getting the shots yesterday for the flu or COVID.
We may be more there for emotional support.
Right. If somebody holding something heavy is balancing something and they need to laugh, we'll be there to make them unsteady.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, but that's part of it.
And then tonight, my girlfriend's going to make a pot of chili. We're going to watch the fight on Netflix.
Cool.
So hoping that Jake Paul gets beat up.
Right.
Just hoping.
You in America.
For all of America, yes.
And tomorrow night I'm going to the Nashville Symphony as they're playing the music of Phil Collins and Genesis.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
At the Skirmerhorn.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm looking forward to that.
Y'all have a nice weekend. We'll see you.